Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
What's up, everyone? Freddy the Pizza Man here, host of the Pizza Man podcast. Now joining forces with ChristopherMedia.net. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, the Pizza Man podcast. And, of course, find all the podcasts on ChristopherMedia.net. We talk Detroit sports. I bring on guests, passions, opinions, all for Detroit sports and more. We even talk pizza. So thanks for tuning in and spread the word.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer, brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Welcome to Beer Nuts, number 96.2. Made a little technical snafu last week. What are you going to do? This week, we're going to do IPAs. It only took us 96 episodes to get back to IPAs. My name is Chris.
JR here.
Uncle Pete here.
Doug is here.
Greg is here.
And we have a new beer nut from Longview, Washington. Introduce you to Eric. Welcome, Eric.
Yeah, I'm here too.
You might hear a little static in the background. That's because Uncle Pete is reporting live at Brew Detroit in Detroit for the debut of a new IPA he's going to introduce. And he's going to go first. But before that, we're going to turn it over to Greg for our quote of the week.
All right, the quote of the week. A fine beer may be judged with only one sip, but it's better to be thoroughly sure. So here's to that. Cheers, everybody.
Man, cheers. Bottoms up. Everybody crack open a cold one and please join us. We got a lot of beers to go through. We got a whole six-pack, one for six different beer nuts here, so let's get right to it. Uncle Pete, tell us about the beer that you're kicking off up there in downtown Detroit.
Hey, it's having a good time here tonight. It's the release party for the new Stroh's IPA called Perseverance. And I just rolled back into town from a short vacation for about a week and a half. And tonight decided just to roll down to Detroit since we're doing the IPA episode and they got a new IPA releasing. I thought it was appropriate. And I'm a self-admitted Stroh's nut, so... Anyhow, I won't go on too long about it, but I want to say that the party here is pretty good. It was well attended. They got a DJ, a couple of food trucks. You walked in, they gave you two free drink tickets and a ticket for a free meal at the food truck. Plus the glass, the pint glass they served it in has the new label for Perseverance on it, and they give you those for free. And I just kind of walked into a good deal. I didn't expect it. But anyways, let's talk about the beer.
You can tell you're retired, Pete, because you referred to your week and a half vacation as short.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
Well, I got a longer one coming August, September. We're going to haul the trailer all the way to Seattle, down to Southern California, and then across the Southern U.S. and back. So I'll be back sometime in October.
Well, you'll anyway, have to stop through Longview then.
Okay, that sounds good. I'd like to make a new connection. But yeah, let's talk about the beer. Really excited to try it. I know when the first new Stroh's came out, about 2 years ago now or so. Was really excited for that, and it had a great flavor. But this one is hyped up as a new India Pale Ale. And it comes in as a sessionable pale ale with a 4.5% ABV, a 45 IBU, and it pours a nice deep amber color and a great white head on it. They've been very generous with it here tonight. Everybody's enjoying it, but it's very clear. Really has an aroma of, I get the malt on my nose. It's not like highly hopped, but I do get notes of some citrus in the nose, but mostly I get the maltiness from it. I get a little bit of a bread smell, and when I taste it, it's got a full flavor, I should take that back, not similar to the first new Stroh's that came out, the Bohemian style, but it's full flavored and then it has a nice full body on it, and you get a real good malt punch as soon as you take it into your palate. The bitterness comes for me after I've swallowed the beer, and it just kind of spreads across my tongue. It's not overwhelming, but it is a pleasant drying bitterness. I didn't find out what hops they're using, but I think for a middle-of-the-road sessionable beer, I sat here with my my niece's husband, Ryan, and asked him what he thought, and he's like, yeah, man, I could crush a whole bunch of these. So it's definitely could be the new crusher for the summer of 2018 if you're a fan of Stroh's. I'd recommend watching for Perseverance to hit the shelves soon. And I think here at the brewery, they said it was about $10 a six-pack, $40 a case, and there's plenty of it to go around. So it's a real exciting thing, I think, to see Stroh's expanding now and having another offering, especially being made and brewed right here in the city of Detroit, where Stroh's was originally founded and ran for so many years and ultimately became the third largest brewery in the U.S. And it's just fun to watch them, you know, re-tap into the culture here in Detroit and the resurgence. And, you know, there's a lot of young people here and there's a lot of older folks here. Great, great mix of crowd that's really enjoying a beer from a brewer that has a long history in the city of Detroit. So I raise my glass to Stroh's Brewing and thank them for putting together Perseverance. Oh, by the way, it has an awesome label of a gigantic red-winged lion with a huge mane and great big claws. There's a story behind that. I can't remember the name of the artist. Maybe we could look it up while as we go, but there's a Detroit artist that has this lion on a mural in the city of Detroit. It's one of the largest murals in the state of Michigan, and he collaborated with Stroh's Brewing for this label, this local artist from Detroit, so I thought that was awesome too. So, yeah, highly recommended, guys. Take my word for it. I think you would enjoy it. It's a real tasty, flavorful beer. It's not heavy, but it's just something that, you know, you're not going to be drinking on the, you know, the end of the scale that's too light, but then you're not at the end of the scale that's too heavy or anything like that. It's a great middle-of-the-road IPA. So, look forward to everybody trying it. Cheers.
Well, yeah, cheers, Uncle Pete. It's great to hear these retro beers making a comeback, and especially when they have some good good flavor associated with them and good quality. It's great to hear that.
Yeah, I hope it gets a lot of momentum behind it. And, you know, it's hard to break into an IPA segment that's so saturated. But quite honestly, you know, if you like the beer, you're going to buy the beer, and the only way you're going to like it is if you try it. So I'm just hoping that when we're doing these shows and we reach out to people and we can encourage them to go out and try them, maybe a few people are really, you know, they'll get really turned on. So, but anytime you guys see it on the shelf, and if you want, I'll see if I can get a case or two tonight, and you know, I can hold some if you're clamoring for it quickly. You know, I'll put your name on some of it. By the way, they have
forward to trying it.
They've got a great merchandise shop opened in the brewery down here. It wasn't here the last time I came a few months ago, and they've got, you name it, you know, A to Z with Brew Detroit on it, and some really nice stuff for reasonable prices. So down in Corktown in Detroit.
Pete, the question is, when is Alex the dog coming back?
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Pete, you said that was $10 for a six-pack?
Yeah, 10 and some change, but yeah, around 40 a case.
That's a damn good price.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know what the capacity is or how much capacity they're using here at Brew Detroit just for this label. As you know, we've talked in the past about Brew Detroit. They're a contract brewer, and they support, you know, excess capacity that they have to use to support other brewers in the region. And you know, it's great that they're doing that. They do make a few of their own, but they don't package it. It's only available here in the tap room. But anyway, Stroh's Perseverance, and it's a good term to use for a beer and a name, a family name that's been around a long time. So hopefully it'll persevere in the city of Detroit. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Amen to that.
Cheers. Drink yeah, local.
Cheers.
Nothing better.
Oh, all right. Well, we look forward to trying that one, and glad you got to experience that party, Pete. Doug, I think you're next on the docket, so tell us about your beer, Doug.
All right. Let's see. So I'll start this off by saying it's been a very long time since we did a Road Warriors episode. So I thought I would take one of my Road Warrior episode beers and bring it to the IPA show. Last week I was in Indianapolis, and I was there the whole week. And early on in the week, I found a four-pack of this beer called Earthworm War. And it's from Indiana City Brewing Company. And I fell in love with the beer on the first can. The second can I opened, it must have been either the first or the last can filled on the line, because it was all filled with hop gunk. And it was all green. And anyways, I'll get back to this one. This one pours a really kind of a murky gold. And there's a little fizz that when you pour it, but there's not much head to speak of. No real lacing at all. Just a little bit about the beer. It says it's their third release of 12 in our Craft Brew Doodle Crew series. This one's hazier than your head after a spin in the teacups, juicier than the truth itself. So, yep, looks like one of these hazy IPAs. 7% uses Michigan Copper, Falconer Flight, and Cascade hops. But yeah, really gold and murky. The nose is just really grapefruity, just real West Coast grapefruit type hops. And you drink it, and there's just a nice bitter punch right at the front, some pretty heavy citrus, and then it finishes off with a lot of fruit, a lot of kind of citrusy mango grapefruit type finish. So overall, really a great beer in my opinion. I've had a few of them now, and you know, other than the carbonation issue, which doesn't detract from the flavor of it all, I mean, I wish it were a little more carb. I think it's a fantastic beer. The artwork on the can is just something to behold. It's as this mentioned, the Doodle Crew comes to Indiana City Brewing Company, and what they do is they get a 10-minute limit it's a bunch of artists, and they get a 10-minute limit to draw on a piece, and then they have to move to another one. And then they just round robin it. So really a great label. It's kind of gross but fun. And yeah, great beer. Fun brewery. I stopped in there, had a couple pints. It's an old warehouse. It's just sort of in an offbeat area right off downtown Indianapolis. And if you're ever around there, I'd certainly recommend stopping in there. Really cool place, playing great 90s alternative vinyl, and just fun.
Cool. So 90s alternative music, now code for music for old people. Is that how that goes?
I think so now, but I mean, they were playing Poster Children in there and champagne bands from the 90s, you know, the Digits. And so, yeah, I was grooving on that. Call me old, I don't care. I'll listen to that stuff all day.
Hey, I had a moment last week when I was in Vegas where it was just one of those moments where I know I'm younger than most of you guys, so, you know, you're probably rolling your eyes at me. But it was one of those moments where I just had to hang my head and go, oh, I'm officially aging. All the music they were playing at a casino, I'm like, wow, this is really good. And then I realized, oh, yeah, because I'm in the age group that they're trying to get to come to the casino now. This music's all 20, 25 years old.
Target demographic.
Yeah, exactly.
The 90s station wasn't on?
No, it was. That's what I'm saying. Like, all the music in the casino sounded like it was, hey, it sounds like radio in high school. Wait, because that was 20 years ago. 20 plus years ago. Yeah. All right.
It would be 80s music for me, so you can get some solace in that.
Yeah.
You know you're old when you mix them both together, 80s and 90s on the same station.
Exactly. But hey, Doug, you mentioned that you know you brought a Road Warriors beer, and I am on the road this week. I am in Omaha, Nebraska, so I've also kind of grabbed a Road Warrior type selection from Nebraska Brewing Company. I believe it's just called IPA. It's what the can says. I mean, I'll read from the can. It says, our West Coast-inspired India Pale Ale is rich in flavor and abundant in citrus-like, piney, and resiny aromatics created through a wonderful infusion of citra hops, completely refreshing with assertive, bordering on aggressive, crisp bitterness, beautifully Nebraskan. It's 6.9% ABV, 72 IBUs. And I can tell you, I mean, well, first of all, I'm sure you guys have seen this before. I've never seen this. This is one of those cans where pretty much the whole top comes off when you open it. Haven't seen that before. But this thing, as soon as that top came off, though, I mean, the can isn't lying. I mean, this thing, it is citrus. It is pine. I'm not picking up on the resin. Truth be told, I am getting over a cold, but still. I mean, it is just pretty much filled the space in the room I'm sitting here in. It's in course West Coast style. You can see right through it. You know, it's kind of got a kind of a yellowish, amberish kind of tint. Thick white head on it. Took a bit to dissipate, but tasting it, it makes me long for your neck of the woods there, Eric. I mean, this is good. I mean, this is straight up West Coast IPA. I mean, it is.
Yeah, we get a lot of them, but I'm starting to get stuck on all these hazy ones now.
It is pine in front, it is floral in back, and it is delicious. So yeah, Nebraska Brewing Company. A simplicity apparently in naming, IPA. If you ever get a chance to try it, check it out.
It's a simple life out there in the heartland.
I guess so, right? They don't have time for fancy names.
Well, Omaha's a pretty hopping place these days, believe it or not.
Yeah, I will say one thing about this section of the country. Thought it was all flat. It's a lot hillier than I thought it was going to be. But, yeah, I mean, it's... So far, I mean, I've had... I mean, a couple shows ago, I had a local beer from Iowa, you know, from a Des Moines brewery, and now this one's from Omaha. I mean, there's good beer in every state. You just got to find it.
Absolutely. It's all about the drink local. The reason, one of the big reasons that craft beer tastes so good is because it's usually fresh when you're getting the local brewery stuff. Hasn't had to go across the ocean for 6 weeks like some of your imports.
Or you can even get good beer in Utah now.
Amen. All right. Well, let's go up to the Pac Northwest now. Eric making his debut as a beer nut, so welcome to the show, Eric. Hopefully this will be first of many appearances. We've been really looking forward to having somebody from your area of the country, so tell us what you have to share with us tonight.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm not just a one-and-done appearance. We'll see. With four kids, it's been hard just to figure out the technology with John's help.
Well, plus the time change, it doesn't help either.
Yeah. Yep, I'm trying to get home, get off work, have dinner, and pop a beer without getting in trouble with my wife. Is that what I'm working on? But
I know the struggle is real.
Yeah. But speaking of the Northwest IPAs, trying to pick one out here, and with all the hazy stuff that's coming out, I'm pretty much hooked on hazy IPAs. So I actually just found a 4-pack yesterday from Stickman Brewing, which Stickman is out of Oregon, so that's pretty close to me. In Lake Oswego, and they've got a beer called Socks and Sandals, which my favorite thing about the beers is coming up with the names. So when you find something as geeky as Socks and Sandals, I had to find it and give it a try. It's got an hazy IPA like most of them. It's not quite as cloudy and barely able to see through as most of them. You can kind of see through it like a lot of the West Coast ones, but it's 6.3%, 44 IBUs, and I can't tell from the description if they're getting all of the fruit flavor from hops or if they're getting them all from fruit, but it says it's an hazy IPA with huge peach and tropical fruit hop flavor and aroma, double dry hopped with Citra, Summit, Mosaic, and Raku. which is a new hop that I've only read on a couple of cans and haven't even smelled the hop before and don't even know where it's from. The beer is, like I said, not able to see through it, but it poured great. It had a great smell on it. The fruit is what you get over anything else. You barely get any bitterness or anything at 44 IBUs. And there's a reason that this thing sold out three different times while I tried to find it, because it is awesome. The other couple of beers I've had from Stickman have been good, but this one is great. And I may go try to find another four-pack. I don't know if one four-pack will be enough. And I don't know if any of you guys have had any Stickman beer. I don't think I've had a chance to send any to John, because this is only my second one, I think. But I recommend it for sure.
It sounds fantastic. I brewed with Raku hops, and it's from New Zealand.
Oh, it's one of the New Zealand hops.
Yeah, it's one of the New Zealand hops, and brewed a Saison with it, and I've also brewed a hazy IPA with it, and it's very distinctive, lots of fruit, kind of green grassy flavor. It's just super fresh tasting hop, which I love brewing with it. So I can imagine some with a pro getting a hold of it, it's got to be awesome.
Yeah, the more I sip on it, the more I kind of lean towards it's all coming from hops, but and there's no chunks of anything in this thing, so I think it's all coming from hops, and that makes it even better in my book. If they can make the flavor without throwing fruit in it, that's even better. So, and
I can't say I've had Stickman, but I know where Lake Oswego is.
Yeah,
that's about it.
This was, I heard somebody mention it one day in a store. Went back the next day and they'd sold out. They didn't get any the next week. And threw in a fridge with some other beers besides their own. And I grabbed a double IPA, not realizing we weren't doing doubles tonight. And luckily I grabbed a four-pack of the Stickman too, because this stuff is excellent. And as far as labels and everything else go, it's got a nice pink color with kind of a silhouette socket sandal in the background. You can barely tell it's in the design, so it's even pretty to look at if you're into that kind of thing.
All right. Well, that's an awesome beer to start out with. So thanks for sharing that with us. Makes me really want one.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Thanks for including me. I'll see if I can stay on the call the whole time, or if I get sideswiped here when my wife realizes what I'm doing.
Tell her it's for science.
Yeah, there you go. I got her and my brother-in-law, who's watching the kids right now, a growler of cider while I was at McMinniman, so hopefully that'll keep them satisfied for a few minutes.
Absolutely. Ah, bribery.
Yeah,
that's it. Hey, and tell them next week they can listen to you on the episode. They'll get excited about that.
I'm sure I'll get the stare from her. We'll see.
I know that stare.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Greg, now I guess you can feel good because you're no longer the newest beer nut.
Hooray!
You're getting some tenure here, Greg. So why don't you launch right into your beer now?
Yes, sir. All right. So I finally picked up a bucket list beer that I've been looking for a little while, and this is out of Waterbury, Vermont, and this is the Alchemist Focal Banger. This is their American IPA, which is 7%. I believe it's 90 IBUs. This is brewed with Mosaic and Citra hops, and I believe it's British pale malt. From what the can has a pretty good description on the back here. I'm not going to go into it, but pretty lengthy description and a cool looking can here. It's basically printed on 16-ounce black can with a looks like a mad scientist that just popped open the Focal Banger and is taking a big whiff, and I'm going to do exactly the same as I see on the picture here and take a big whiff of this sucker here. And the first impressions is juicy stone fruits such as like peaches and apricots, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. The beer poured a nice golden color, not hazy like the tradition, these newer New England IPAs that we see now, but I could definitely see my hand through the glass here, my Michigan Beer Guy glass, and about a half a finger ahead that initially when I poured onto it. And
So I got the smell of stone fruits and juicy stone fruits. Let's see if it's in the taste. Mm. Oh, absolutely. Same thing. Get a nice hop bitterness, almost like a grapefruit. Right at the very front of the tongue, and you're followed by with that stone fruit peaches. Medium mouthful, absolutely delicious. Coats the mouth well. Finishes off with more of that bitterness that you get the beginning of the taste there. And this is just absolutely fantastic. I was lucky enough to pick it up in a trade not too long ago with a guy out of Massachusetts. And so certainly grateful for picking this up. This was certainly, I waited a long time to pick this up. So I'm glad to be enjoying it here with you guys here on the Beer Nuts podcast. And cheers to you guys. I'm sure a few of you may have had this already and can relate to my enjoying of this as I am doing right now.
Yeah, I'm actually waiting for one in the mail right now. It's been like 2 years since I had it.
And I had a heady topper earlier tonight, and it had been about almost 4 years since I had that one, so it was two good treats here on a Wednesday. Can't beat it.
Nice.
Two summers ago, we took a family vacation to Vermont, booked a resort in Stowe, and lo and behold, literally right at the end of the parking lot of the resort was the new Alchemist building.
Wow.
About a quarter of a mile from my front door to our hotel room at this resort.
Did you get to look then, JR?
Every day I would go up and get my full allotment until there was so much beer in the car that I was getting the evil stare from my wife. There was starting
we
to
have
be
to bring
more
the kids
beer
back, JR.
So I think the last day was the only day I didn't get an allotment because I figured we were already too full. And that's not even including the trip to Hill Farmstead or I think Prohibition Pig was the other brewery I hit in Middlebury, Vermont. But it was an unbelievable trip to Vermont. You know, breweries. My one son learned how to ride his bike on that trip. Very memorable occasion. The family had a great time. I had a great time. Ben and Jerry's is right there. We got to visit the production facility for them. That was, the whole family enjoyed that. So really a great destination either for beer lovers or families alike. And, of course, that focal banger and heady topper, it's a real treat when you go all the restaurants around there have that stuff. And, that's all you drink the whole time you're there. And I hated to leave. But I did bring a lot back with me.
It's certainly on my bucket list to go out there and visit all those, Vermont and New Hampshire. I've been to New Hampshire once, but would love to go back and not just do a brewery tour, but, visit all those cool little towns that are around there. So be fun to go see.
Well, and get my beer up on that. Don't forget Maine.
Yeah, my only regret on that trip
Maine
is
too.
I was supposed to go to Maine on that trip, and my wife liked it in Stowe so much that we ended up canceling that part of the trip, which Doug can tell you that was a huge mistake because that's also on my bucket list. So next time we go to New England, Maine is going to be not skipped.
Cool.
Awesome. Right, been to Maine. You didn't miss much. Just saying.
But the beers are fantastic. Right? Ask Doug will tell you.
Beer-wise, yes, but
Beer-wise, it's one of the most awesome places on the planet.
It's good lobster.
It really is. And lobsters, and you can buy lobsters like from stands like hot dogs,
One of the few states in the country where you'll encounter a moose crossing.
Yep, that in the UP.
All right, well, I'm thirsty here. Listen to all you guys drink all these good beers. So I saved the best for last. Well, maybe not the best, but I saved a good one too. Probably, I don't know if it could top that focal banger, but another beer destination for many people in the Midwest is St. Louis. While I have not been there, I've had friends go there, and fortunately, a friend that went brought back some cans from Narrow Gauge Brewing in St. Louis. And what I have here to taste on the show tonight is Double Dry Hopped Cloud City American India Pale Ale. And I haven't even opened it yet. I've been waiting, so let's do that. 16-ounce can here. Nice little illustration of some hops. Just a gray and white can, very simple. And I'm immediately smelling like juicy, fruity hops, tropical fruits. So I'm pouring this out and immediately realize it's a hazy, juicy New England style IPA. It's got a really nice carbonation, two-finger head right now. It's cloudy, hazy, and light yellow, like golden yellow. Almost like a lemon yellow color. Certainly not dark at all. Let me top this off. So let me take a whiff of this. Boy, this looks really good. And I can tell there's a little sweetness to it. I'll bet you there's lactose in this. It's got that classic, you know, sweet, hoppy, juicy New England style aroma. And let's taste it now. Definitely getting a little bit of sweetness and fruit on the aroma. Oh, yeah, you know, get a little bit of tropical fruits, just like it smells. Really nice, sweet, dry finish. It finishes really nice. There's some bitterness, but not overly bitter. It's like a papaya. I'd say papaya, melon, papaya, juicy, maybe a little grapefruit. The mouthfeel is tremendous. It's a little bit of sweetness. I really think there's probably some lactose in this. I haven't been able to verify that. There's very little on the can. I'll look it up in a moment, but I can tell you it's a real treat. And I just poured the bottom of the can, and of course there's got a little bit more cloudy with a little bit of hop, like maybe some lupulin in the bottom of the can. Really looks complete. You know, that's got that nice. Almost looks like a glass of orange juice right now. Delicious beer from Narrow Gauge. A lot of people have heard that. It's a pretty, I believe they do not distribute. You have to get this at the brewery, which my mule did do for me. See, I did have it up here. It says 7.7% ABV, formerly Oats number 2, American IPA, dry hopped with Citra, Mosaic, Galaxy, and Eldorado hops. It's not a whole lot to go on here, but you know, and that extra dry hopping makes it even super hoppy and delicious. And it's a real treat. Classic New England style. I put this up with any Trillium Treehouse M43 right up in that the category of those. It's a solid as they come. So a real winner here. Anybody else had any of the Narrow Gauges IPAs? I know they're known for some sours and other types of beers too, but this is a gem.
No, but I want some.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I want some now.
Yep. Yeah, we've been doing this show since like 2015, and I hear of a new brewery every week. So no, I have not had this one.
Well, you know, we're over 6,000 breweries in the U.S. now.
Jeez. Where'd you say Narrow Gauge
breweries?
Was?
St. Louis. Now, actually, I have to. Technically, on the can, it says fluorescent. Florissant. Is Florissant, Missouri is where a Narrow Gauge is located.
I believe it's just Florissant. Yeah.
Florissant, yeah.
Florissant, okay. See, my bad. But if only Lieutenant Dang was with us tonight. He's from Missouri. I'm sure he would have all kinds of information to add on this. But that's in his neck of the woods. But so Florissant Brewing, it says on the can. Florissant, Missouri. And then it says Narrow Gauge, stlouis.com. So I don't know. But it's on the Narrow Gauge website, and it does say we currently do not distribute, so come visit us in Florissant, Missouri for on-site consumption. 16-ounce can, 4-packs, or 32-ounce growler fills to go. So, there we go. Narrow Gauge is a... Anybody goes to St. Louis, this is a must-stop. I know people talk about Side Project, too. As another destination brewery there, and Four Hands. And again, it's a shame Lieutenant Dan Geis isn't with us tonight, but there will be more opportunities for him. So that was our six-pack of beer nuts tonight. I don't think we've ever had six different beer nuts. If we have, I don't remember. I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't recall. Yeah,
exactly.
A lot of that going around these days. I don't recall. But it's good to, you know, we had a lot of different beers from a lot of different areas. different
styles. A lot of mileage.
Yeah, we had a couple of hazy
ones.
Yeah,
across the country.
Non-hazy ones, a West Coast one. Good stuff. So, I was hesitant to do an IPA episode. I know we've already done it, but it's the most popular style of beer.
Why not?
And it's not even close. I mean, and so we should be devoting more episodes to them, especially since most of us love them. And, of course, I always enjoy the story about when we first started producing Beer Nut shows. Christopher had no desire to touch an IPA or anything hoppy. And, you know, now he's come full circle and he loves them. So
that's another great thing. a true hop head.
Cheers to that.
You just turn the camera on daily. It's almost a hop daily IPA show around most places.
Yeah.
It's true. Well,
Chris, I did have another beer here. Since we have so many, I'm not going to taste it, but I have to mention it to you because you may want to enjoy this on one of your other shows. It's called New Belgium, the Hemperer. Hops and hemp rain together at last. It's an HPA. So didn't qualify as an IPA.
Another new category.
All right.
The Hemperer HPA is a new kind of hoppy beer blending hemp with hops for complete sensory domination. See our sustainability efforts at thehemperer.com. But just something to think about. It's all over the stores now, so go to your local party store, appropriately named for this beer. And I haven't tried it yet, but I heard that once you open it, the entire room smells like a spliff. So... anybody interested in that beer, you can always go hop on over to Christopher's other one of his other podcasts, the Weedsman podcast. A little shameless plug for that podcast. I thought you would enjoy hearing that. I have one in my hand. I'll let you know how it is.
Cool. Well, you know, if you're in Eric's neck of the woods, you know, you probably could get something that's actually infused with the real thing.
I'll have to bring on a couple of my friends for that one, but I'm sure there's probably one in the fridge nearby.
All right, everybody. Well, I think that about does it. We usually do the hipster tipster. I don't really know of any earth-shattering beer news.
I actually do have a hipster tipster.
All right.
Amen. And this comes with a pro tip at the end of it. So Cigar City Brewing came to Michigan just recently in the last few weeks, and I'm a big fan of High Lie IPA from them and their Maduro Brown. Great beers. So I'm out at my local, I don't mind giving a plug, Renshaw Lounge, you know, because Renshaw is just pretty much awesome. And I saw that they brought in High Lie from Cigar City Brewing. So I ordered one, and then this fear set into me as the waitress walked away, and she thought I said High Life. I know it. And I just said it out loud, and three other people at the table went, "Are you sure?" Like, "I am positive." And so sure enough, she came back, and she had a Miller High Life. Because that's the kind of place it is.
So you got to pro tip, champagne episode.
That's the pro tip. Make sure that it's not that you're not ordering a High Life. Cigar City. Okay, that's my hipster tipster.
How was that High Life?
Well, too, it was a High Life. So he slammed it in a sip, and then said, "Bring me a real beer, right?" Hey, thanks for the glass of water.
I remember we had our buddy Mr. Miller, Dave Miller, on it recently, and we dubbed him High Life as his nickname because his last name is Miller.
Nice.
And ironically, I was at World of Beer earlier this evening and had time for a quick beer, and that's what I chose. I had a High Lie on draft, and I assure you, at World of Beer, they understood. I did not get a High Life there. Anybody else have any industry beer news? Any breweries near you? Any new distribution? Any stories?
Well, it's my only one is it's not new to me, but probably new to you guys. Modern Times moved up from California to Portland. Nice. So now I get Modern Times without having to trade for it, which is pretty awesome, but it's about $100 to $150 a month on their limited release online only sale, which is filling up my fridge but hurting my pocketbook.
Oh, well.
Nothing wrong with that.
We have Schramm's Mead to take all our disposable income here.
Yeah.
Yes, that we do. And there's always the, I get home first from work, so that package never gets discovered sort of thing. So.
Yes. Yes.
Gets discovered by you.
I have several. I have plenty of Eric beer in my basement. So, and I actually even have some Modern Times he sent. So, return fire coming any day now, Eric.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, this will be a good one, too. All right, everybody. Well, that should be about it. Any closing remarks before we head to Mexico City?
Just make sure to follow us on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast, on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. You can always email the show, Beer Nuts Podcast, at ChristopherMedia.net.
Yep, and we're almost to episode. The
new logo is almost done.
Hiccup. Yes. Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Hey, if you have that by the 100th episode, that would be fantastic. So,
yes.
We had a reprise on 96, so we only have a few more to go to episode 100. So, hey, anybody listening, if you have a beer that you'd like to see us review on episode 100, let us know. We can get it. We will. Because we'd like to include you in that episode, too. So, don't be shy. Hit us up. I'm on Twitter, Michigan Beer Guy, or Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast. We've even been a little bit active on Instagram lately. So that's about it. I think it's time to head to Mexico. So thanks, Eric, for joining us. Hopefully we'll be hearing a lot more from you. And as they say in old Mexico City, AMF.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.